Hey, family, it's your girl Candace, and I am back for another episode of the Emphatically You podcast. Y'all, I hope you all are having a great day, but guess what? Today, I've never heard of this, but today is National Let's Laugh Day. I have never ever heard of this in all of my 50 plus years. National Let's Laugh Day. And y'all, it's a day that is celebrated annually on March 19th. Now, I don't know how many of y'all already knew this or not, but y'all, it sounds real comical to have a day devoted to laughter, but there's actually some truth to that old adage that laughter is indeed the best medicine. So today, y'all, we are going to jump into this topic that I'm sure is going to bring a smile to your face. The name of the episode for today is The Power of Laughter. Can y'all get into that? You know, in our last episode, we talked about love and we talked about how it never fails. But today, we're continuing that same theme, but we're going to explore how humor can actually play a significant role in our lives, bringing us joy, bringing us connection, and even healing. So I want y'all to sit back, relax, go ahead and get you something nice to drink and enjoy this time. Not too much now, because like I said, I hope you're going to get ready to laugh. Hey, welcome to the Emphatically You podcast. I'm your host, Candace Nelson, wife, mother of one dope college student, lover of words, music, and a native Adamsville bred Georgia peach. You're invited to this easy, breezy, soulful safe space created for those of us who need occasional reminders, some tips, tools, and transformative messages that will speak to the heart of you. Come along with me on this brand new journey of truth, love, and growth. It's time to let your hair down and put yourself first so you can speak and be emphatically you. Let's get into it. All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and get into this thing. And I want to start by saying, just kind of piggybacking on where I left off in the intro, where I talked about the fact that laughter, it really and truly is the best medicine. You know, research has shown that laughter has numerous benefits for our physical and our mental health. And to make sure you know that I'm not just blowing smoke, according to the American Medical Association, y'all, laughter has been found to offer a really large array of health benefits, including increasing the level of oxygen in the blood and the release of cortisol and endorphins and the immune system's T cells. It also is responsible for boosting levels of dopamine and other stress-busting chemicals and hormones that can naturally help to lower anxiety and depression. Thirdly, providing a workout for the diaphragm and improving cough efficacy, which is important for people with asthma, bronchitis, or other chronic lung issues. And finally, supporting social relationships, which can be particularly beneficial to those dealing with loneliness or isolation. So on the real, y'all, you know, here's a question for you. Have you ever noticed how you feel lighter and happier after a good laugh? I know I do. It's really because laughter has the power to lift our spirits and bring us a sense of joy and positivity to our lives. I never thought about these actual medical benefits that come as a result of laughter, but you know, I can remember some times when I may have gone to work one morning and I just wasn't feeling happy or wasn't feeling good, you know, and then one of my coworkers did or said something silly, did or said something funny, or somebody, something you saw or read in an article, and it just completely changed my whole mindset. It changed my perspective and at least took my mind off of whatever it was that I was thinking about or that was kind of putting me in that low state, you know, when I maybe have walked into the office. So I truly believe in these benefits of laughter because y'all, laughter is so good for your soul. And when I tell you, it's helpful when you work in an environment with people that you get along with. You work in an environment with people that almost become your second family. And you can just sit back, not only work and get the job done, but you can also enjoy the laughter and the good times to help make the day just move that much faster. I want to go ahead and jump into the next area about finding humor in everyday life. Sometimes, y'all, the best laughs come from the simplest moments in our lives. I'm going to share with you all, and I'm telling my age, who out there can remember the Pink Panther? Inspector Clouseau. I remember watching the cartoon and watching the actual movie in the theater. When I tell y'all, that was some of the funniest stuff in the world. But here's the thing, y'all. My father, God rest his soul, he had one of the most heartiest laughs in this world. And my brother, my sisters, and I think we used to get such a kick and such a joy out of hearing him laugh that it made us laugh. I remember at least going to the movie theater to see one of the Pink Panther movies, and my dad was sitting maybe like in front of us or behind us, but he was laughing so loud and it was so hearty that my brother and I kept turning around looking at him laughing and then trying to hide our faces and just kind of slouch down in the seats because he was just like, I mean, I can't even do it and give it the justice that it deserves, but it was really funny. The movie was hilarious, but I mean, when I say my daddy was laughing like he was just about to burst into tiny pieces or something. I mean, it was just absolutely funny. And I'm thinking about, you know, that's one of the most simplest things. Another time he took us to the movie, again, I'm telling my age. This was a movie with Don Knotts and Tim Conway. It was called The Apple Dumpling Gang. Those two men, I can still watch Andy Griffith right now, and I will crack up at the things that I see Barney Fife do. But they were two peas in a pod. And like I'm saying, is it's something so simple as just a funny movie or a funny mishap at work or, you know, a silly joke with a friend or a hilarious meme on social media. Y'all, if you take a minute and just find some humor in everyday situations, I promise you they can brighten out your day. Oh my gosh, and remind us not to take life too seriously. I mean, it is the funniest and the most enjoyable thing when it's something so simplistic and it's just, oh my God, that gut-wrenching laugh that just makes you want to just go. So here's the thing, y'all. Why not just take a moment to embrace the lighter side of life, okay? Share a funny story with a friend, like I'm sharing this with you. Watch a comedy special. My husband and I just watched, what were we watching the other day? And it was really funny. It was a comedian. Well, we were watching The Water Boy. I think my husband made the comment that movie is one that just will not get old. Gosh, I think that's Adam Sandler. When I tell you that man is freaking hilarious. But no, we watched a comedy special. I just can't remember who it was. But those things, most time now, I can tell you some people that are not so funny. It might have been Cat Williams, and he's been out in the news, but That man is funny, y'all. Do you hear me? He is absolutely hilarious. So if you just take time to sometimes sit back and watch a comedy special or just allow yourself to laugh freely and unapologetically, I promise you, you will feel great. One of the next points I kind of want to share with y'all is about humor and relationships. And I actually have my better half here with me today. He's just kind of sitting in the cut because we actually have a great relationship and we laugh with each other and at each other all of the time. My honey's name is Norris Nelson and he's here. And I think he would agree with me when, you know, I've heard the saying that, or it's said that laughter is the glue that holds relationships together. And I agree with that. What about you, babe?
I agree. When she let me out the closet, I have to agree
with
her.
You know what?
She keep me on punishment 23 hours a day.
No. I do not. But y'all, sharing a sense of humor with your mate or your partner, you know, your friends and your family members, it really can strengthen your bond and create lasting memories. What do you have to say about that, babe?
Well, she's right. She really is right. It's hard to not enjoy life in the moments that's with you and your mate. Everything should not be always so serious all the time. Take time to laugh and smile and be silly, be fun. We're empty nesters, so we can't make any more babies, but we can try.
Y'all see what I'm talking about? This is why I'm always in here laughing at this man. He is funny, because no more babies are coming this way. But moving on, y'all, whether you're sharing inside jokes, whether you're teasing each other affectionately as my boo is over here doing right now, or if you're simply enjoying each other's company, if you incorporate humor into your relationships, you can make them more enjoyable as well as more fulfilling. What'd you say?
Yeah, I agree.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, that's it. All right, y'all. I know he's funny. All right, y'all, as I get ready to round out this episode for today, I want to make sure that I share one other story with you that I thought was funny. And I don't really watch a lot of TV, but I've watched really good, funny episodes and things like that. There's a movie, it's called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? George Clooney is in this movie. And it's one of my all-time favorite comical movies. My mother loves it. She's another one. I was talking about how my dad had this belly-whopping laugh. My mother is another one, and I guess that's where I get it from. She has this laugh that when she really gets going, oh my gosh, she'll start crying and everything, but she loves the movie too. If you've never seen it, please go and look it up. It is freaking hilarious. And it's to the point where that if I'm sitting here and it comes on, I will call my mom, or if she's at home and she's watching it, she'll call me to say, Candace, our movie is on. But just the mere thought of it, just to mention it, she will start laughing. And it makes me think about when I'm at work, if something like, I mean, really, really funny happens, one of my coworkers has seen me laughing so intensely that tears have been coming out of my eyes. And if it's that funny, it is that funny to me. So y'all, I just need you all to understand that the power of laughter is truly remarkable. It really is. So I just want us to make a commitment to laugh just a little bit more each day. I want y'all to find joy in the simple moments and to embrace the lighter side of life. And I want my babe to give some closing words before we get out of here.
Honestly, life is too short not to enjoy every minute of it, every second of it. They say here today, gone tomorrow, but sometime here today and gone today. So don't let life pass you by while you're doing and saying the things that you feel in your heart.
Anything else?
That's it.
Amen. I agree with you. Y'all, I want to say thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Emphatically You podcast. I truly hope that you enjoyed this discussion on the power of laughter. I want you all to remember, if you're not already doing so, to subscribe, leave a review, share this episode with your friends, you know. But until next time, I want you all to take care. I want you to stay safe. I want you to make it a great day. I want you to keep laughing. But most importantly, I want you to be emphatically you. Peace. Y'all remember, it's National Let's Laugh Day. Yay!